8:14, Galesburg's Morning News. Well, keep your car locked, number one. Yeah, don't leave stuff in it. Seems like a ration. I don't know if there's any more. We've had a lot of stories as of late about things, people having items stolen out of their vehicles or having their vehicles themselves stolen. Here to talk a little bit more about it is Galesburg Police Chief Russ Idle. Chief, good morning. How are you today?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
Great. Well, thanks for coming in with us here this morning. I know you guys are busy with all kind of different things happening in the world and locally. To start with, it seems at least, you know, with our news stories, there's been a rash of this. Is this normal, or has there been more of this type of crime as of late?
There's definitely been more.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. So is it, you know, we were just kind of talking off the air. It's not, and obviously no guarantees, but it's not been a case so far where people are breaking in, as in breaking your window of your vehicle to get into your car to take things. It's people that are leaving their car doors unlocked. Is that kind of the way things are going at this point?
Yeah, we have the people that are involved in this on Ring cameras and local cameras, and they're very clearly just shaking car doors, looking for unlocked vehicles.
Yeah, and you know, the thing is that people think, well, I live in this neighborhood. It doesn't matter. This is happening all over town, isn't it?
It's all over, yes.
Yeah, yeah. And so, number one, leaving your car doors locked. I mean, I guess that's the message from the police would be number one. Yeah, leave your car doors locked.
Yeah, lock your cars, and any valuables that you can remove at night, remove.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's, you know, we've talked about this also, and I will sometimes, a pair of headphones I use when I go work out, that'll be in there, but I usually have something over the, like, I have some paper in there I have over the top of, but otherwise, like, I always have it locked. Two, I don't leave anything of value in there, and there's a lot of, and as I'm not going to pick on the ladies, but sometimes it's a purse, even guys, sometimes it's a wallet, sometimes it's car keys or house keys, you just can't, you know. What anything valuable, that's what people are looking for, the thieves are looking for, I guess.
Yeah, and along with leaving cars unlocked, the problem we're having is people who leave their cars unlocked and leave their car keys in the car, and then the thieves are going for joyrides. They're not taking the cars to take them to a chop shop and have them sold. This is just people that'll take them for a joyride, but unfortunately, oftentimes, they wreck the car, which then, of course, is problematic for the victim.
Yeah, and I don't know what happens as far as insurance coverage. If you have left the keys in and they take it and crash it and cause some other bodily injury or something, I don't know if there's some liability on your part or not for leaving the keys in. I guess you better look at your insurance policy before you do that, I guess.
Yeah. You know, different policies are different based on your coverage.
Yeah. So I guess bottom line is don't leave the keys in the car.
Well, and the thing about it, you know, and Chief, I'm not expecting you to dive into the psychological mind of a victim, but you know, I figured a lot of people are leaving their car unlocked because they're looking over it and they're saying, well, there's nothing of value in here, you know, it's somebody, you know, so it's not that big of a deal if I keep it locked up. But then somebody breaks into their car and rummages through other stuff, nothing was taken. What's the point of calling the police if you leave it unlocked and you know there's nothing of value in there? I mean, it just seems strange to me. You know, you read an occasional police report where, you know, oh, there's nothing taken, there's nothing of value, yet you still call the police and get the police involved, which I think is the right move to do, but you're also leaving it unlocked. So it's just like, what, you're setting yourself up for this, you know? It just doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah, and even when nothing is stolen, one of the things about these kind of crimes is it's an invasion of privacy. You know,
yeah.
It makes you have a sense of violation to have somebody going through your private spaces. So even if nothing's stolen, it just causes, you know, duress.
Right.
So people just need to make sure they do the best they can to protect themselves and their belongings and their loved ones.
Yeah, and it's so simple now. I'm sure there are still some cars on the road where you actually have to physically go to all the doors and push a button down. But for the most part, there's one button on your door,
right,
to lock up, or
right,
you've got a key fob or something, some way to easily lock it every time you go away. And even if you think, I know people are, that there are some that are anal about it. They will walk away and they will make sure to press a button twice to hear it honk to know, or whatever sound it makes to make sure it's locked. So it's a pretty simple fix in a lot of ways, Chief.
Yeah. And just simple concept, lock your car doors, lock your house, lock your garage. Just do the best you can to protect yourself. And as you mentioned, if you have a problem, give us a call.
Yeah, and I guess that would bring us to another level that you don't want, because that's the same thing. You know, if they're bold enough to, you know, your car is in your driveway or parked out in front of your house and they're you know, checking the doors to see if it's unlocked. You know, what's next? Checking the doors to your house, your apartment, whatever the case may be. And again, easy in. They may not break in the literal sense, but if it's unlocked, coming in next, and if you're home, I mean, home or away, again, just, yeah, I guess you just have to be vigilant and do what you can to protect yourself.
Yeah, that would be a significant escalation if they started going into residences, and we have not seen any of that.
Yeah.
But your point is valid. Anything of yours of value that you can protect by simply locking it, whether it be a car door, a garage door, or a house door, I mean, let's all do that.
Galesburg Police Chief Russ Idle joining us here this morning. Been a lot of thefts out of vehicles as of late. And again, for the most part, people leaving vehicles unlocked, leaving and I guess, you know, who determines what's valuable? What's not valuable to you might still be valuable to somebody else who wants to steal something.
Well, occasionally you see somebody steals someone's Social Security card from their car.
Right.
And it's just in their car. And I was always taught, you know, you don't carry it around with you. You know, leave it at home, leave it in a safe spot. And so sometimes I think people overlook things that they don't see as valuable at the time that somebody else will see valuable. See, right now I'm thinking about my car. I don't have anything of value in there, but I do have two car seats, and car seats are really expensive. I mean, it's stuff like that that you don't really think about, that somebody could still take it, you know, even though you don't consider it valuable. It's still something you need that you left in your car.
Okay, getting your IDs back is very time-consuming and cumbersome. So if you leave a wallet in there with no money thinking it's no big deal, but they get your driver's license and your Social Security card, which you mentioned, it could take you more than a full day to try to get those replaced. And good luck finding all the paperwork.
Because you just lost all your ID. Good luck going to the DMV.
To get new ID. You need ID to get your new ID.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah. It's like a circle. And
yeah.
There's nothing I hate more than trying to renew a driver's license. It's, you know, so...
Absolutely. Yeah, and it's pretty simple steps. And I guess, is there anything, I'm guessing there's not necessarily, but is there any, like, items or in particular that have been reported that any similar areas, or is just whatever's in people's cars are being taken? Is there not anything, okay, they're looking, you know, I'm sure there was a time, like, okay, they stole a tape deck, which they're not doing anymore, portable CD players. Mm-hmm. Is there any type of items in particular that people are reporting that's similar in nature?
A change. They're going rummaging through cars and taking change.
Yeah. And that's all it takes. You can see, you got the little open area there in your console, pennies, quarters, whatever. Yeah, they can see that, and they might think there's more. And I guess there's also, like you mentioned, kind of the damage to the psyche if they don't take anything. But even just getting in rummaging around and, you know, who knows, if they're just in a hurry, could be breaking something in your vehicle, too, in the process. Be it the you know, the door to get into your glove box or whatever, your inner console or whatever. Well, let's move on to the stolen cars. And again, it seems like it's a case where I guess there is no safe spot. And you know, one, we already talked about, don't leave your keys in your car, especially in the ignition, but anywhere in your car. But two, it seems like some lately there have been like, well, I just started it, ran back in the house or left it. And here's another issue. It's going to get cold. Some people, I'll leave it running while I run into the convenience store or in the store. Again, it takes, you know, 5 seconds for somebody to get in and drive off with your vehicle.
Right. And what we're seeing right now, again, are people going for what we call joyrides, meaning they just take the car and then dump it later. But they are, in some cases, doing damage to the cars. And again, there's a sense of violation if that happens. Even if you get your car back 10 minutes later, it's going to be very distressing. So just be smart, be safe, shut your car off, take your keys, lock your doors. It takes a moment to unlock your door and start your car back up.
And only takes them a moment to take off with your car, right? Well, there's another thing. I don't think we've seen this here, but we've had stories in the past, and it seems like every year at some point, somebody left the car running with their child in a child seat. Of course, the thief doesn't look and see that till they're driving the car. Then, you know, then that's a whole other conundrum with a child. What's going to happen? They don't necessarily realize they're kidnapping. And then, like, you know, what if they panic? It's like, what do I do with this child now? Shove them out of the car. And so they're don't leave your kids in there either, obviously, when you're not there with the car running.
Yeah, that, again, would be a whole different conversation.
Yeah.
You're adding a charge that you don't want.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
So, you know, we talk about matters of convenience and general safety. You know, for goodness sake, don't leave your kids in the car unattended.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, how long does it take if somebody's car is stolen, and it seems like officers, they're always asked the victim if they want their car processed or not. How long does that process take?
several days sometimes.
Yeah.
You know? And problem is, you know, for instance, fingerprints. Everyone, a lot of people watch these cop shows on, that's not real life.
Right.
You know, the processing of a vehicle, you're looking for fingerprints. Well, there's fingerprints all over the car. Anything on the outside of the car very well may have already been destroyed either by weather, even just the dew can destroy the fingerprints. So unless we have a suspect, if we know who we think did it, then maybe fingerprinting the car to see if that person's fingerprint is in the car, who has no reason to be in the car, has value. But very rarely, on just a cold, we have no idea who it is case, do we get a fingerprint and identify a suspect. That's TV show
right.
stuff.
Well, and speaking of seeing things on TV, a lot of you watch Dateline. Well, their cell phone pinged here, it pinged there. How often is a GPS come into play with a stolen vehicle? Is that more just more modern cars that you're going to see that happens in a movie or a TV, or is that
somebody left their cell phone?
You know, like
my
Toyota Camry doesn't have a GPS on it, but is there still a way to track it somehow? I mean, is that a dumb thing to think about?
No. <don't know. laughs> If your car has an active GPS, it can be tracked. And if your cell phone is in the car, if the situation is right, that can be tracked. It's not as easy as you see. Again, you see on TV, they just get on a computer.
Right,
right, right.
It's look.
Obtain subpoenas or search warrants, and they got to pull records and mail them to. It's a lot more complicated than it looks. But those things are possible, and they're done. Those are the kind of things that are normally done for homicides and robberies and things like that. You know, if your child's in the car, yeah, we're going to start picking cell phones.
Right.
If it's a joyriding case, the courts probably aren't going to issue the necessary paperwork for that kind of thing.
Yeah, not a quick process then, obviously, yeah, or unless it's an emergency situation.
Correct.
Galesburg Police Chief Russ Idle joining us here this morning. Well, I'll know something else. I mean, along with really jobs in general, but in the business of being police officers, you need more, and there are communities all over Illinois, all over the country that need more officers. If somebody is interested, or you know somebody, or you'd like to talk to somebody to maybe get them interested, how would they go about applying to become a Galesburg police officer?
Just call the police department and let us know that you're interested, and we'll put your name on a list so that the next time we do our testing process, you'll be probably at this point, I was going to say mailed again, I'm showing my age, emailed the information to fill out the application to go through the process. But yes, we need officers. Agencies all across the country need officers. We just did our testing process, and we're going to hire every person that passes.
Wow.
So, you know, if you're looking for a job that pays really pretty well, especially for this area, we'd be happy to have people.
Yeah, great benefits as well on top of it. Yeah, yeah.
Well, and it looks like just like about every week, there seems to be a new person getting trained in dispatch or like kind of in your front office area. I mean, are those positions getting filled?
We're managing to fill them, but again, it's challenging. We've hired at least 4 or 5 new dispatchers just this year. And again, that's it's a rewarding job. It's a difficult job, but the pay is fair and the benefits are pretty good.
Yeah, and there's going to be a change in the way the shifts work. You're going to be similar with a lot of other departments around the country. We'll have you back in when that time draws near, or maybe right after the beginning of the year, because that'll change at the beginning of the new year. Is that right?
Yep.
And just a general kind of talk about what the shifts are going to be like when the change happens.
So we're going to what's called 12-hour shifts, which means we'll have 4 platoons that work 12 hours each to cover the 24-hour day over a 14-day rotating schedule.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so there, and so more days off in between as well.
Right.
So more days on, more days off. But it'll be something more. I guess sounds like more in line with what a lot of departments are doing these days.
Yeah, this is the new trend. It does mm-hmm. allow for more days off and the access to having some weekends off. And we're finding that the next generation of employee finds this kind of schedule challenging. So we're trying to be competitive. You know, we're all fighting for the same talent pool. Right now, and with the low numbers applying in law enforcement, you have to try to find ways to be attractive.
Yeah, that whole, I want to be a police officer, but I want weekends off. That's not necessarily an easy thing, but this will resolve some of that because you will get some off, though.
They get every other weekend off.
Yeah, so that'll be good. Galesburg Police Chief Russ Idle joining us here this morning. Chief, anything else we need to get to? Anything pressing going on in the city of Galesburg that people need to know about?
Nope. One thing I want to do is I want to wish my son a happy birthday today. Ryan is
very good.
Having had a good birthday, so I want to tell him I love him and happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Ryan. We got big birthday month here at the station, too. We had one yesterday. We got a couple coming up this weekend. Ryan Heath, who also used to work here, his dad Rick still works with, he's got a birthday today. Your son, Ryan, man. Well, happy birthday, Ryan, this morning. All right. Chief, thank you so much again. Lock your vehicles. Don't leave valuables in. It's pretty simple, right?
It is.
As much as you guys are willing to talk to the victims, you'd rather not have to, right?
You know, even if eventually we find, identify, and arrest the suspects, that doesn't change the challenges that the people have gone through having this happen. So prevention is the best way, and just lock your doors.
Absolutely. Chief, thanks so much. Appreciate it.
Thank you.